Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, we've got some lovely people in from the Cats Protection.
We have.
Who have we got?
We've got Dave.
And Mandy.
Oh, Dave and Mandy.
Okay.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everybody.
What have you come to talk to us about this week?
We've come to talk to you about some stray cats that we've had in.
Right.
Some cats that have been with us for a long time, and some events that we're doing as well.
Okay. Right. Shall we start with the ones who've been in a long time?
Yes.
Who are they?
Certainly. We've got Logan and Ernie.
Right.
They've been in with us for 159 days so
far. Oh, wow.
So they have been an awful long time.
Yeah.
They're getting very bored with us.
I think they would imagine. Yes.
We have lovely volunteers that come in for enrichment.
Yes.
Dave being one of them. And spend time with them, so they're not, you know, they're getting playtime and things like that.
But they do like to be out and about, don't they?
They do. And Logan is extremely friendly. He just wants to be with you the whole time.
Yeah.
He is more like a dog than a cat. He likes to follow you around everywhere. He just wants fuss all the time. Ernie is a little bit quieter, but he loves a lap. They both are lap cats anyway.
So how old are they roughly?
Logan is 7 and Ernie is 10 now.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So middle age.
So would they go together?
They do.
Right.
Yeah, they will go together. They are a pair. They're a bonded pair.
Right.
Which means that they sleep together, they eat together.
Yeah.
They, you know, they do everything together basically. Oh, so
that's nice.
So what we're looking for really is a lovely home, active, possibly home with children. To keep them occupied, and a nice big garden that they can go out and
run about in
and explore. So
and chase grasshoppers.
Yes.
And anything else that they need to chase.
Yes. Leaves in the winter.
Exactly, yeah. But they're both lovely boys, and they're really gentle as well.
Oh, just, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's good. And we've got another one, Juniper. She is actually 16. She's a lovely old grey girl. She's been with us for 80 days now. But she's very gentle. She doesn't ask for a lot, bless her. She's in foster at the moment.
Oh.
And she's enjoying that, having some one-to-one time with the fosterer.
Older cats are often a good bet for particularly older people.
Yeah, definitely. Or a cat that, you know, perhaps might want to stay in a bit more rather than going out and things like that. But she's absolutely gorgeous as well. She hasn't got much road sense, so she will need a sort of safe garden just to potter about in, if need be.
Yeah.
But as I say, the older cats sometimes they just don't want to go out and they want to stay.
They don't.
Especially with the winter coming.
Yes.
So, But they're all lovely cats that we've spoken about. So, but they're desperate for their new homes.
I bet they are. Yes.
So if there's anyone out there that's interested, please.
And you can see these on your website. You can see the pictures.
So, what other cats have we got?
Dave, who else have we got? Can you think of? We've.
The ones I've got in mind have actually been reserved now.
Okay.
Because they've been there for quite a while. And
oh, that's good.
Been reserved, so they'll be going shortly to their new homes.
That's good. We've got Hattie. She's just been reserved.
Oh, that's good. But she's been there a while, hasn't she?
She's been there a very long time, and she actually came from Portsmouth as well. So,
she's having a holiday.
Yeah. Bless her. But, she was reserved at the weekend, so we're really happy about that.
Oh, that's good.
And the lady that's taking her is over the moon with her, so that's really lovely.
Yeah. Casper, it's another cat. She's been reserved.
She was in foster. Yeah,
she's an old lady, black and white cat.
She actually went yesterday, I believe.
Lovely, gentle cat.
You wanted to talk about strays as well, didn't you?
Yes. We have had quite a few strays brought into us recently. Mm-hmm. Some have been microchipped, others haven't, but the microchips, unfortunately, haven't been updated to the new addresses or new owners of where they've been.
We've got a commercial in production to do that.
Okay.
It's just that the actors I need are on holiday, so but we will get that sorted out. But yes,
that would be lovely.
It's important, isn't it, that people, when you move, update your cats, all your pets' registration, so that
all
the chips have gone back to your new address, not the old one.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
With some cats, don't they? They head off back to where they used to live sometimes.
They certainly can do, can't they, Dave?
They do. Yeah, they can travel a long way. If you put a tracker on a cat and watch his route, some can go for miles.
Yeah.
Miles.
Yeah. I don't know where our Pip goes. He disappears for hours and he comes back again. I don't know where he goes.
Well, Mark's a good one to talk to because he has a tracker on Honey.
Yes.
Well, when he doesn't lose it.
Well, yes, that's true.
I know he said, I've seen Honey sitting next to me, but the tracker says she's three streets away, so there's something not quite right there.
Bless him. So, yes, also it's worthwhile when they have been registered to actually double check that the registration details are correct and it has actually been registered properly. So if you don't hear anything from the company, then it's a good idea just to chase it up just to make sure that it has been done.
And there's two or three of these companies, aren't there, that carry the databases?
Yes, there's Identibase, PetTrack and PetLog. And I believe that vets use different ones. So
they do, yes. Yeah. I think there is a couple that you can search. It says it will look at all of them, but
But for instance, we had a cat brought in the other day. We scanned it. It had a chip. Great, you know, we get all excited when we find a chip for it because we know we get some details. Unfortunately, the details were registered to the mainland. Luckily, there was a phone number on there, so we managed to get hold of the owner with the phone number, and the cat's been rehomed, so that's good. He's gone back. So,
but other than that, you're a bit stuck. So the stray's there, and you've got to
if they're not registered and we can't get hold of anyone, then we have to put them into our care, and then they have to stay with us as a stray for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until you know, if anyone comes forward for them,
of course,
that's fine.
Yeah.
But if no one comes forward within those 2 weeks, then we're actually allowed to rehome them after that.
Yeah.
That's
good.
You also got some events coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got three different events here. We've got a tabletop sale on Saturday, the 27th of September.
Right.
And that's up at Marlborough Road at Ryde at the Cat Centre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's from 1 till 3 p.m.
Right.
And you can we'll accept donations, clothing, bric-a-brac, toys, pet items, CDs, books, etc.
Right.
Okay.
So that's that one. The other couple of events that we've got coming up is Cat Chat and Craft.
Oh, right.
Those are held up at the Cat Centre at Marlborough Road.
Yep.
Yes.
Basically, it's a free crafting event, so you can bring your own craft, crochet, needlework, projects, etc., or you can learn how to crochet a cat blanket.
Right.
And the next one of those is the 14th of October, and the one after that will be the 18th of November.
Right.
And they're held between 1 and 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
Do need to book for those though, because they do get quite popular.
I imagine they would.
They do, yeah.
You don't bring your own cat.
Well, you could do if it was crochet.
Yeah. That's fine.
We've actually got one, first one starting today.
Oh, right.
And it looked amazing when I left. They were setting it all out.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
You know, we've already got quite a few people actually coming in for that today.
That's
so
interesting.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, so. And it sounds good.
So you got one more?
Here. It's a jigsaw puzzle competition.
Right.
Right.
So you can have a team of 2 to 4 people.
Right.
And it's the first team to solve putting together a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Right. Are all the jigsaw puzzles the same or are they different?
I think they will all be different.
Yeah,
there'll
right.
just be a selection of puzzles there.
Right.
And
yeah.
Away you go. It's £2 per person to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And refreshments are available. There'll be homemade cakes, etc. There'll be puzzles for sale and also a raffle.
Oh.
That's held on Saturday, the 4th of October, same John's Church annex at Sandown.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Between 1 and 4. Mm-hmm. And again, you need to sort of book a place on that.
I imagine you would, yes. Yeah.
So all the details, this kind of thing, are all on your website, aren't they?
They are on the website, yes.
Yes, yeah.
And the website is?
The website is inquiries at isleofwight.cats.org.uk.
Right.
Okay.
And if you want to pop on there, or you can always give us a call as well.
Yeah.
If you want to book anything, then
and the number is?
The number is 03000 120251.
Yes, don't be put off by that number. That actually gets you right through to the Cat Centre in Ryde.
It does, yeah.
We'll see if there's no 03000 number, that's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for what you do for our feline friends.
Yes.
So it's just three cat lovers here.
Yeah.
We'll agree that you do a great job.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for supporting
you
us as well.
Sure. No problem at all.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.